AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Officials in Ukraine say Russian forces fired at the Kyiv TV tower and Ukraine's main Holocaust memorial. The memorial is where nearly 34,000 Jews were killed within 48 hours in 1941 when Kyiv was under Nazi occupation. Pavlo Bilodid lives in Kyiv. His wife and children just left the city. He's staying behind, prepared to fight.
Now we know that our the troops and army, they can fight with Russia, and we will support them here. But when we will need, we will also take the gun and we will fight. Because I will end.
The president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says the destiny of Ukraine is at stake and the Commission's fate lies in the balance.
Men, women, children are dying once again because a foreign leader, President Putin, decided that their country, Ukraine, has no right to exist. And we will never, ever let that happen and never, ever accept that.
President Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight. Russia and Ukraine will be included in the speech. Indiana Republican Congresswoman Victoria Spartz is a native of Ukraine. She says this is not a war, it's a genocide, and President Biden needs to do more.
This president needs to get this act together and exercise some leadership. What's happening under his watch is atrocity. What he's doing to this country and to the world is unforgivable.
Russia has targeted the city of Kharkiv. Many military experts worry the Kharkiv attacks mean Russia could be shifting tactics, using artillery and air bombardments to pulverize cities and crush fighters' resolve. President Biden is extending the federal government's 100% reimbursement of coronavirus emergency response costs to states, tribes, and territories through July 1st. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he tested positive for the coronavirus. This is AP News. The Wisconsin Supreme Court considers whether a woman can argue she can legally kill someone under a law that absolves victims of sex trafficking.
Prosecutors say Crystal Kaiser shot Randy Villar in the head at his Kenosha home, then burned it down and stole his BMW in 2018. She was 17. Kaiser says she met him on a sex trafficking website and he sexually abused her and sold her to others. Her attorneys want to argue at trial Kaiser's actions were legal under the state law. A lower court judge ruled immunity only includes trafficking-related charges like restraining someone, extortion, or slave labor, and extending that to homicide would be absurd. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine's 20 athletes for the Winter Paralympics are expected to be in Beijing in time for Friday's opening ceremony. The arrival has been in doubt after Russia invaded Ukraine last week. Some Russian athletes may be expelled from the Paralympics. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.